have blonde hair. He can make us have brown hair. We have, there are much more similarities between our, within our varieties of what the spirit of the West can bring forth relative to the non-white populations of the world. When we identify that this is our common source, this is our, the thing we all have in common, irrespective of our flags, languages, songs, slight variations on Western culture, cuisine, and these, this sort of thing. Then serving one's interests, rousing the people of one's country to the cause of that country is not at odds with what we are discussing. Nationalism is a problem and has failed in the past to anti-whiteism when it sets the interests of the people inside of a country as opposed to those outside of the country. So we view it as we are a single people with many countries as opposed to many countries with many peoples. When we are many countries with many peoples, i.e. traditional nationalism or whatever, you know, jingoism, whatever you want to call it, when we view it this way, the anti-whites are able to come in with their psychological warfare and lead us into brothers' wars and weaken us and defeat us. And we've been defeated this way. We are, in fact, a defeated people. This is something we have to accept, and that we now live in an age where the anti-whites dominate our world. They dominate our regimes. In fact, it's the domination is so profound that we can say there's an anti-white regime for the West. Yes, there are different human beings with different opinions, different objectives, and sometimes they're at odds. But nonetheless, we have this unanimity in anti-white ideology. So yeah, your version of nationalism, what you just described there, is no way at odds with, say, a white person born in Germany, living in Germany, striving for white well-being. You all would not end up going to war with the Germans because it would behoove you all to improve your GDP or something of this nature. You know, it's that sort of thing is not going to happen under what you just described. It's the old nationalisms, the old religious affiliations, all of these sorts of things that have already been defeated. And so appeals to these and the implementation of these is really the behavior of fools. To pick up what the anti-whites already have defeated, know how to defeat, and will swiftly, easily defeat again, is to just demonstrate that one has not properly prepared himself for the challenge, to meet the challenge of what the anti-whites are going to bring.